your lafas of Hallel. And now you should know all of it because you've said it already, but in case you know all the halachas of Hallel, just one of a few points about Hallel. The Dini Hapsak and Hallel, person's holy middle of Hallel, in regards to answering different things, it said interrupting Hallel. Persons holding behind. So the Hapsakas for Hallel are similar to the Hapsakas which we do during Birchas Kriya Shema. Basically, there are eight Hapsakas for you interrupt Kedusha for the Pasuk of Kadosh and the Pasuk of Baruch. You interrupt for the Amen of Akela Kadosh and the Amen of Shemaya Tefillah. You interrupt for the Amen Yeshir Rabba and the Amen after the paragraph Darmion Ru'omo. And you interrupt for the words Moedim and Achdoloch. Those are the eight Hapsakas. Tupsukim in Kedusha, the Amen of Kela Kodesh and the Shemaya Tefillah, Amen Yeshir Rabba, the Amen Darmion Ru'omo, and Moedim. My math is off. Okay, seven. The person gets an Aliyah during Hallel. He does go up for his Aliyah, but he normally halacha is a person gets an Aliyah should read along with the Balkare. In this situation, the person does not read along with the Balkare. He just listens to the Balkare, which Shemaya Oyna, and he relies on that. If a person is the Balkare and there's nobody else available to lane in that situation, he would be allowed the Mafsik to lane also. The Marsham says that the Hallel and Tefillah are ma'akim, that a zan, therefore a person should not be mafsik between Tefillah and Hallel. Hallel was this going to be said together with Tefillah, and therefore a person should not interrupt after he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, before he says Hallel, a person should not be mafsik. If a person did not say Hallel for whatever reason at that point in time, he can't say Hallel later in the day. The whole day is kosher for Hallel, but a person can't eat. It's a mitzvah to say. In certain cases, maybe it's a mitzvah deraisa, but it's a mitzvah rabbanan to say the loch is an isra rechila. A person can't be kaveh asuda, cannot be kaveh asuda before. Excuse me, he says hallel. Tima is mutter, only achila is asur. A person saying hallel, and a person skipped a word. So the loch is how every word has to be said. It has to be said al seder. So a person goes back to correct that. He has to go back and read from that point onwards all of Hallel kiseder. If a person trying to be careful to make sure that he says all the words of Hallel properly, Hallel has to be said standing. A person should not be leaning when he's saying Hallel. If a person comes late to davening and he walks in and they're starting Hallel, so Magen Avraham says the person should say Hallel with the tzibur. Mishabura says like this: if it's Hallel Rosh Chodesh, when it's a Hallel of Minig, let's say a person's holding a Pesukah de Zimra. If a person holding before Pesukah de Zimra, a person would say Hallel with the Tzibur, with the Bracha, fine. A person's holding a Pesukah de Zimra, should he interrupt Pesukah de Zimra to say Hallel with the Tzibur? So he says that in a case where it's Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minig, so being mafsed, if you would say Hallel in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, you would not say the Bracha before and afterwards. So by Rosh Chodesh, the whole thing is a minig, it's not a bechla, which I forget exactly why we're saying a bracha on it. So you would say Hallel with the Seber as part of Pesukah de Zimra. You would not say the bracha before, you would not say the bracha afterwards, and that's what you should do. However, Hallel of, which is a chiyuv, let's say the Hallel which is a chiyuv of Yom Tov, or the Hallel of Chanukah, which is a chiyuv, a person should not do it in such a way that he's going to lose the brachas. Therefore, a person should not interrupt Pesukah de Zimra to say Hallel, Birchas Kriya Shema, obviously not. But if a person's holding before that, a person should say Hallel with the Seber with a bracha, I'll say the bracha before, bracha afterwards, and say Hallel with the Seber. A person is saying Hallel, be Yechidus. So Ramah says that when you say Haidu is you're giving a request, suggestion, command to somebody else to give praise to Hashem. So a person should gather two people and say Haidu to these people. Now respond Haidu Hashem Kitoiv, and Yom Yisrael will respond Haidu Hashem Kitoiv as if he'd be the Shliach Tzibur. It does not apply to Ona. That only applies to Haidu. It's a person saying a tefillah. The haidu of the person is saying, we should. He's telling us, let us do so. He's talking to somebody. So a person should do it with the group. Just wanted to point about Alanisim, the Mishnah Passim, that the correct nusach is Ve Alanisim. Not Alanisim, but Ve Alanisim. If a person forgot Alanisim, so till you said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, the person would go back to say Alanisim, and then he would say Allah Seder. Once he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he does not go back. In benching, if a person forgot Alanisim in benching before he gets to the Baruch Atah Hashem, he would go back and then read Allah Seder. If in that situation the person did forget, the Ramos says in that situation, so the minig is to add it by the Harachamon. We add all of our bakashas for the Yom Tov. We mentioned something about the Harachamon. So the person would say the following sentence: Harachamon hu yasal onisim when he flows kumosha osala asisala vaseno by yamim mahem basman azeh b'mei matis yo. And then you would say the paragraph of b'mei matis yo. Person could do that in Shemoneh Esrei as well. In the paragraph in a Lakhina Tzor, a person could also say this Bakasha Barachamon who Yasalon Nisim Niflos, Kosha Sizlava Sidna by Yamahim Bazman Azer, Bimei Matishyo, and you could say it as that. It's a Ramah, it's a Pella that they ask on it because we're making a Bakasha, the Russian should make Nisim, and generally we don't daven for Nisim, so that's you have to understand what the lumbus of this, how to understand this Ramah, but the Mice, so the Ramah says it. Okay.